You know what's weird about that? Not only him was spreading conspiracy theories, him and that other white lady, like Laura Bober, whatever her name is, and then that lady, and then also freaking Hannity guy, that one. Okay, that one and that one, they were just doing that. Well, Don Lemon was fired from CNN. That's the difference. He got fired because he was, unfortunately, I think it was a low ratings thing, and that's what it was.
It was low ratings.
And that's why they're not really pulling people, and he used to do a primetime thing or whatever, but then it just he got kind of shafted and ended up in a morning show, which he just didn't seem to be happy about. And I guess you could say he was out of place, per se, and then that's what happened.
Ratings.
I believe it's ratings. I mean, what else would you get shafted for?
They have ratings, but since CNN got so
to whatever.
I stopped watching it.
Guess what? Yeah, because the right wing.
I used to watch CNN, but as soon as they got zero.
Yeah, I would agree. I think part of it was that, because the shift of polarity. The whole, political stuff, Mom. I'm just going to tell you like this. It doesn't surprise me that someone like him got shafted into the morning segment only for him to ultimately be fired without notice. And he was told by his own agent he was fired. That was a shocker. But in Tucker Carlson's case, that was deliberate on both ends. One, so they wouldn't have to have their ass canned by the U.S. government. And the other, because possibly, like Jake said, there's a possibility he wants to become a president. And he basically sped up his firing or possible quitting delay process. Because, right now we're in 2023. Around the corner is the next political run. So it wouldn't surprise me if he was doing it for that reason.
But the thing is, whatever is still the right media, they have to fight between DeSantis and Donald Trump and him.
Yeah, now it's going to be all three. It's going to be a really interesting time.
I think DeSantis has more chances than Donald Trump and
I have to say, not
because I don't want to say DeSantis is more racist than Donald Trump.
And also more of actual political feet, has a more political footing than Tucker and the other one combined.
He's racist, DeSantis.
And he's really who he is?
He's really doing it because he's racist. Donald Trump is racist, but also he can do it for money. Because he just wants money.
That's what it is.
Money.
That's all it is. It's just power and money and using the spirits to peddle along. He likes to peddle that dumb shit. That's what I know. The same thing with Tucker. Even though he's a stepmom or dad, is basically a fortune of the Swanson food family. And even if he has enough, I mean, he's pretty much in the Orange County in America, in California his whole life. So he's like from the state as well. I'm just saying, yeah, it's just whatever reason Tucker's doing it.
This is something he gets for the deal.
That one too.
Because most of the people were there, the deal are so romantic.
Yeah.
He hates it.
Probably needs them all.
I think he'll get this. He hates it. All he did is Mexican.
And Mom, Tucker Carlson, like Jake said, he's actually, Tucker Carlson himself even said that he's from Orange County in California. So he's been pretty much hating on us already.
Yeah.
But
it's Spanish both for being in one place.
Yeah,
unfortunately. You see, all these Spanish ones, they spread all over. They spread it all equally. Probably they will not hate the rest because they will be all spread.
Yeah.
But right, the problem is
one. It's a language barrier.
Yeah.
And then the other is basically because, opportunity, it seems better in these segments for some reason. Well, I don't mind if it's big cities.
Actually, you get more chances as a Latino to get a good job when there's not much, too much of the same.
Yeah, I would think
because
that would be better.
The things they do, agriculture, or housekeeping. Guess what? If you go a place full of them, this one's a lot of competition. If you go a place where they have you, you're going to be in high demand. This is why it's great to be expressed. Because it's going to be high demand. You see, if you go to an area, what is rural, if they need people working with you, because they're not going to do it, they will hire you.
Yeah, if you're into that.
Well, some people, but then they got somebody, they're not going to be able to get away with people when they work in the field.
Yeah.
They need to pick for something for
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, too. ideas for the agriculture people.
Yeah.
They say that to the government, but they're not even doing that. And they even support, you should not do this race and the agriculture, because we're going to lose all this money. And we need to send this food to the people. And they actually put a rule they're not supposed to do it, and not in the fields. Not in the fields anymore.
No.
Yeah. Because they went to the Supreme Court, all those rancheros, those ranch people.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they're doing it.
Yeah, they were doing it. They say, hey, we lose all this money. And now they cannot take people from their things. But still, and also the people they've been working for there for you know, every time, after time, they say they've been working long enough. They should have benefits because some people are growing older and still working there. They need like a retirement, you know, because they're not getting that.
Well, no. I mean, some of them are probably been sold on a lie.
The channels, they even say, no, they need to have it because they need to have these benefits when they grow older. They cannot even work anymore.
Yeah, but isn't that the most funny thing about what's been happening with all those three people? Basically, Tucker Carlson losing his job because, you know, the fact that he was part of that.
I'm okay with that.
He's moving his agenda because he wants to run for president. Yeah, like Cenk Uygur said this himself. That's his speculative agenda. Maybe he's not too far from there too. I mean, I thought that was interesting too because I was like, wow, if Cenk is right about the money about this. In fact, you know what he said? It was leaked audio of him talking with Laura Boulevard, I think, and he was saying how much he hated Trump. Yeah, Tucker said that. There's a video out there that's been going on social media that he was saying he hates Trump. He doesn't even like it or anything. But it was kind of what he's saying. What I think Cenk is saying is probably more true, because for him to not like Donald Trump, even though they used him basically to
fill
their base.
I don't think he likes nobody. He doesn't want to be himself.
I think that's the safe say.
He doesn't like nobody by himself.
That's so actually the
same thing. He's supposed to be with that, if you deny anybody else.
Yeah.
No, because this is the thing. Some people are so rich, they say, okay, I'm now rich. Now I deserve to be the president.
That's weird.
That's
weird. It's weird. I'm like, why are people wanting to become the president? What are you guys gay for?
It's because they just have a power, being type of people.
I think it's safe to say the system is rigged for the rich.
Yeah.
Not for the only common
care
man.
They only care about
the common man is like pretty much fucking out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I bet those people are the only one who wants to go to March.
Yeah.
But rich is good because they want to have their slavery going on.
They do.
I don't know. That's kind of
my feeling. That's just my feeling as well. I feel like, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised they're doing this dumb shit because there's something progressively awesome.
I did say that, you know, but I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Well, he needs to see it from a Twitter post because he's only reading Twitter. Elon only reads Twitter, Swam. In fact, if you want to talk with him, I even asked him about that yesterday. I even put it on a tweet, and I said you should, like, you know, probably read what my mom said. It also confirmed if you have a Facebook or not.
He does have Facebook.
But other than that, he should totally, like, you know, listen to that. Because he likes opinions, but he likes them on Twitter, though, since he owns Twitter now.
Mm-hmm.
He likes his opinions, but on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You might have to go tell him there yourself how you really feel about him and all that kind of stuff. And
well, they put one time. I like Twitter, but I never use it. I'm just like,
well, that's his baby, and he loves Twitter. In fact, he loves Twitter, he loves memes, he likes jokes. So, you kind of have to get with the program.
I told him, the only reason I like Twitter now is because you're the owner.
Well, now you should get on there so you can
I told him, but I don't really use it.
I would start using it if I was you. If I was you,
and just wait.
I was your mom,
no,
I would
just I'm being honest. The only reason I like Twitter is because him. If he wasn't there, I didn't like it.
In fact, you know what? I like Twitter now more because of that $8 thing people were bitching about. I'm just going to say, it's the most coolest thing he's ever did. In fact,
about time.
He finally got himself in the foot in some place that he wants to be a part of.
Because he needs money. What the fuck? Nothing goes and grow without. Truth, this is the dollar doesn't grow in trees, okay? He needs to make money. Charlie was posting all stupid. This thing, if it was randomly pulls to cancel stupid stuff in the night, they should be charging for that.
Yeah, they should.
So you're allowed to say whatever you want to, but it's gonna be a charge because this is mine, and I don't do it for free.
No, in fact, people should really do it. You know, people shouldn't be mad about the $8 thing. They should just be happy.
It's not even that expensive.
It's not.
If someone we actually going.
Yeah, if it was everyone else, yes. I actually like the fact that Elon is charging people, you know, $8. In today's hyperinflation,
inflation,
and it's a Starbucks.
Being alive is free.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Willing to have motivation is free. Mm-hmm. Doing your chores, your house, that's free too. Mm-hmm. Some of these weird people are acting like it's just too much. And then some random YouTuber yesterday basically was asking, and I was telling you about. Same dude decided to go boxing, same guy, is asking maybe he could have a free follower, like maybe a free following spree of having a million people, as well as asking his own followers at the same time, asking Elon to have like a free beach check back.
I will say this depends. You're not counting, but don't count with it.
And even though boxing can do that, then I would totally say
he can choke his, you gonna? He can choke his knees. I still don't follow him.
I'm just gonna say this. For guys like that YouTuber, that rando YouTuber dude, I'm gonna say like this, dude. Just pay the damn $8. It's not even bad. It's like a fucking Starbucks freaking drink now. Where it used to be $5 for like the XL, largest, venti, or probably like large size, you know, grande or venti, whatever drink size, whatever you call that. I keep forgetting what that is, but there's like a medium size.
Grande,
yeah, that one? Okay. Well, I'm just gonna say it like this.
One is grande.
Yeah, which is a medium size, and then the small one is tall. And anyways, like I said, if you can afford a Starbucks, then you could afford $8 per month. And that's nothing compared to Starbucks, which is any other day, every day of the week. And that's like out of pocket for free when you could just pay Twitter and be done with it.
Every time I go to Starbucks, I'm more than $3. Dude.
Really? Yeah.
And I say, why are you here? I have to come to my house.
This is the first thing that comes to my mind. The first thing that comes to my mind, when people complain about Twitter's dollar thing, I think to myself, aren't you the same losers that would want to have, like, a Starbies, a freaking Jamba Juice, and you're paying around the same thing, but that's per month versus each of the time you come to the freaking store.
People want to go with me. Not happening.
Look, you know, I think I'm looking at society, but unfortunately people don't understand it. The fault of society introducing things for free was that was the problem. We got used to it.
Yes, I'm healthy. I'm healthy.
And I'm here to admit, I was used to the free shit too.
Totally, I'm healthy.
I mean, I did say this to myself before.
I'm healthy.
Unless I like this, you know, company Twitter, which I do. I would say it's worth $8, but in the case of Facebook, if they start charging, okay, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gone. I'm out. I'll stick with Elon, and I'll stick with Twitter, thank you. At least my free speech won't be too much censored, and I won't feel like I'm being hounded or having to walk on eggshells just because a bunch of sympathy, support groups and so-called keyboard warriors won't be coming down my throat for no reason. Because remember I was telling you?
Nobody knows why this comment, Mama. If you comment to the world, never read the comments.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
I always throw shit on the internet and Facebook.
And you never read it.
I never read the comments.
Yeah.
And I tell them everybody's entitled to the opinion.
And up yours too.
And I say, and that's your privilege. And by the way, I'm not reading your comments because they're not matter to me. I don't care. If you really get offended, it's your problem.
Yeah.
No, really, I don't get no one's opinion. Like, I just express in my opinion. But they don't have to be like, have to care about fighting with somebody's opinion. That's stupid.
Yeah.
I told them they're entitled to the opinion, and I'm entitled to my opinion, but I don't have to follow it.
Which I never do.
Yeah.
They probably say, what the heck? No. I don't respond to that. Number one, I don't even know them. How long do I want to do that? That's kind of stupid. So you know, I get with some as strangers. That's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't do.
Don't agree more, Elon. We do live in the most interesting of times.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk tweeted out an hour ago, we live in the most interesting of times. I'm like, same man. That's what he said. Well, he's just kind of intrigued by it, Mom. He's like, you know, amazed because of what happened with Fox News, which someone just reported and told him. Fox News basically is dead. It was never not dead. It was just never that entertaining. Some of us who didn't subscribe to the right-wing nuts side of things.
But
well,
that
kind
of mentality, I just changed the channel.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying,
I used to watch CNN, but as soon as he got bought, guess what? And I told him, or my friend, don't watch CNN, he got bought by the right-wing media.
Yeah.
Guess what? And everybody started not watching it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what really happened.
One thing. Time when I found out that, I said, okay.
Yeah, ratings plummet.
I said, sorry, I don't like regular media.
I subscribe to a theology that isn't my own.
I don't care if they keep the same people working. I just don't want because they want to pull their agenda. So those people, they just go up there, they just say whatever they want them to say.
That seems missing genuine.
Yep.
Like, you're not really trying to get people to really have a thought-provoking kind of experience. You just want them to listen to your band.
Exactly, and I'm not going for that.
Nobody wants to do that kind of shit. There's some limitations we're all willing to do, and that is not one of them.
Do we not want to follow nobody not by farm? I don't like to do it. And second, they're going to tell somebody else to live in the garbage.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't want to.
Like, some of us don't want to hear the garbage.
Well, this is the thing. I say to myself, I'm just going to leave whatever I want to, and I don't want to.
Yeah.
That means they're just out of luck with me.
They're out of luck with everybody. I think it's safe to say with what, you know, like I said, with that being said, this is why I say for people like Elon Musk to own Twitter now, I can have my own opinion and still keep it and not worry. And I love that. And even if it's $8, who the fuck cares? It's better than wasting it at an outdoor restaurant you'll probably never get again until some other time till next, what, payday? And people can't even have payday anymore because everyone's getting laid off like crazy. It's like a domino weird effect. So much for payday, looking forward to it.
Well, then it's the way became actually
self-making entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
Sometimes unlike other people, this is why Elon Musk is where he's at, because that's where he pretty much did was being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, because he didn't get hired by anyone.
No, he did it on his own, kind of. Also, he has a rich family, which also kind of helped him a way. But still, people. He bought other people's companies and made it better.
This is the thing. Maybe he opened in the beginning, but after that, I was all on him.
Yeah, and also he's sort of like a computer kind of genius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from his old college photos, you could totally tell.
Mm-hmm.
He was like sitting on like one of those things. Kind of was like balding in one of them
mm-hmm.
around his like 20s. But now he's like a full head of hair. So for his 50s, not looking bad.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like I said, still.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that is just weird to me, how people are like trying to clown others for having to buy $8 for that. I'm like,
they just want it to everybody get upset and force them to go. That's mm-hmm. his business, he has the right to
work. And like he said, he puts it on me. For him to be the owner, this is what he puts. This is what he says on Twitter. It says, everyone, don't do that, me. And that's the that.
That?
That's him. He's a bird.
Yeah, it's like that one, the bunny. Not
listening. Basically, that's what Elon wrote. That was genius. I'm like, dude.
It's like saying,
don't
do this. And
me, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. I don't care. I'm doing it.
But this
is
this thing. He, whatever he does, is
anxious.
Like,
I think
this is genius. I think
it's genius.
The thing is, he said, I can't do it because I'm not taking this type of guy.
You know what? I appreciate.
Not everybody.
You know, for everyone complaining about $8, guess what? He took a risk more than you guys would have the balls to do it.
Yeah.
Most people can't say that. Most people cannot say that. You know what?
Just a couple weeks, you should start charging people.
Yeah.
I think we suggested, like, we should be charging people. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't block them. Charge them.
They're going to put nonsense?
In reality, we cannot flag people for
having opinions.
A free speech.
Yeah, we can't. It's not illegal.
But it's his platform.
It's his platform.
What do you do in your platform? You charge.
You do what you want.
Charge
you. And you charge.
And guess what? And then you have an opinion and I'll be laughing, right? Because I'm charging you.
Yeah, isn't that hilarious? The irony is so uncanny. I just really love it. It just tastes so good better in my mouth now.
This is the thing.
When I spit my words out.
Then you have it. Charge it. Why? Because in the end, the only one you're gonna be laughing is you.
Yeah, because in the end, we're laughing back to the bank.
Yeah.
Back to my pockets, to my wallets.
You keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Keep doing it, stupid.
Keep it in my bank account.
Yeah, because that's what I want anyway, so. I mean, it's all for the money or no money. Like, come on. Like, come on. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. Like I told you, free speech, okay.
Your
free speech, people don't
like it. Well, free speech, my ass. It's like, okay, well, charge it.
Charge it, and then you have this free
speech. I think it's a great idea, especially if I can write more.
Free speech, $8, you got it.
And also, better than paying at Starbucks, worth it. You can save a whole bunch of Starbucks in fucking 1 month for the grand prize of tweeting bigger than 140 characters.
You can blow, you have air, you have it.
Yeah, even all the stuck farts that have been stuck behind your ass cheeks for like years.
This is the thing.
Your ass cheeks are holding it too long.
This is the thing. I don't know if he followed what we say, like charge it.
I
because
think
it's in reality. You cannot tell people to not say what they want to say.
Yeah.
Because it's free speech. Even if it's a fucking lie.
Even if it's an insult.
It's an insult, yeah.
Sometimes even a threat sometimes.
To me, I don't care if you insult me. I don't know if you pay me $8.
Yep.
We're fine.
We're good, King.
And I say, I would charge you.
Me too. I would actually. In fact, to me, I think $8 is a flat rate per month. Is actually smart.
You have to pay taxes for this platform.
Why and also, the building where Twitter is in San Francisco. Like, what the fuck?
He's paying taxes. Why not charge him?
Yeah, why not? What's up with you people? And no, you're not getting no freebies, Jarvis. No, you're not getting none of the YouTubers. You can just, you know what? You get in line. If you want a blue check that badly, bro, you stick with it or you don't stick with it at all, Holmes. That's what I'm going to say. I'm like, you know what? This is Elon's baby, and I'm so happy for this guy. And you know what? Congratulations. As I said before, my Twitter account, I'm going to say it again. Congratulations to Elon for discovering himself again. You know what? It may not be the best buy, but if he works on it, he can make it the best, better buy after the debacle that he got into. I'm pretty sure he can turn this around. I believe in people like this. There's like a good thing about that. Not everyone's going to ever believe you, but if you believe in yourself, you have the best self out there. Sometimes even better selves. Sometimes it takes a few little things. And I actually appreciate what he does because the amount of things I see about people like clamoring on others for paying for them, I'm like, Ian, I like my free speech too. You know, what I think was more clownery and buffoonery and pretty much insulting to me is people who still had a PayPal account. After the shit that they were doing. After citing, oh, I'm going to go charge you guys for whatever thing you're doing on social media. To me, if that's not what it says as clownery, I don't know what the fuck is. That pissed me the fuck off. That's why I canceled my PayPal. I was like, you know, you're not going to charge me for having an opinion or whatever. I don't want to be walking on fucking eggshells. Fuck you guys. In fact, $8, worth it. It's worth it. And that's what I'm going to probably do myself because I'm like, I like the idea of writing more than 140 characters. That fucked me the pissed off. I'm like, yo, I wanted that. And in fact, I'm not even asking. I'm just hoping maybe Elon reaches out and says what he's going to do for improvements for the social media app. He doesn't personally tell me that. But it'd be nice, though, he just says as a direct and also like a typical Twitter response or tweet for everyone to see. Like, hey, yes, I do charges. And also, you don't have to be famous or someone well-known to have a checkmark. I'm hoping he responds at least in that kind of way. That'd be really nice. But other than that, yeah, I got no qualms about him, you know, being like that. I think it's awesome. People who are shitting on him don't have no idea, like, You can't hate this guy. It's really hard to hate a guy like Elon when he's doing what everyone else is also doing and at the same time not doing. And the hilarious thing, he puts good memes. I mean, who doesn't like a guy who puts fucking memes? You know, you follow the meme dude for everything. I love that. I think it's hilarious. To me, it's genius. When he puts memes on his Twitter account, that's just like what you look forward to every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday, basically every day of the fucking week. I love that. And I just hope if he is, if it's true, if he is really giving people a freebie pass on blue checkers and stuff like that, I really hope that that's the situation and not really just because we're hearing this because it's some kind of weird thing. I'm hoping it's not true, but if it is, I'm going to say bless his little nice heart. Way too kind to be giving out freaking, you know, what I call, handouts to people as a charity. Basically, that's what I call Twitter charity. Like, duh. Like, yo. Like, bro. Like, oh my god. Like, for reals? You're handing out blue checkers? I mean, what does it take? Should I be your best friend? Honestly, I'm actually appreciating the kindness if that's the case. I'm like, hoping that's not true, but at the same time, I kind of hope it is because that would mean he has a good heart and his heart's in the right place. And I like that about people like Elon. And it's really hard to miss someone like that when that's like, hey, that's like really, he's like a solid person then. Not only he's kind, but he's the kindest. And for him to own that company, it's right in the right spot. It's hitting the right heartstrings. For people like me, it's just like, oh, I guess there is hope for humanity after all. You just don't have enough people willing to do the nice things in life because, oh, woe is me. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked, but at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me because he seems like a nice person. Even though everyone keeps speculating he's part of, like, the beast system or they think he's some kind of antichrist for some shit. I'm like, no antichrist would be doing what he's doing. I don't, well, at least I hope not. But I would think he'd be more, you know, into the spiritual side of things. Sort of like what, kind of what delves into the Roman Catholicism and stuff. See, that's more of what I would think, if anyone would be an antichrist, would be someone affiliated to those kind of things. Not someone who owns the tech industry, but then I wouldn't doubt it either. But still, yeah. There's that conversation about weird people associated in such weird instances in that one TikTok video about some old lady being his nanny or something at one time in his life. Claiming that he was going to be somehow something like that. And kind of like one of those weird conspiracy kind of videos. I thought that was kind of odd. I just thought to myself, nothing of that. And the latter, I still think, you know, that's the best hustle right there. You can charge people to have, you know, that. Since people insist on trying to fight it, and I mean, and also suggest to make all that money back, to me, I feel like it's worth it. Especially about the whole, if you added the edit button on Twitter. I just hope he added the edit button on Twitter, though. Because mm-hmm. That's the one thing. If he could do anything besides adding extra characters, mm-hmm. He could add the edit button. Because a lot of people are asking about something like that. Right. To edit a tweet and then also to have more characters, I think. Mostly me. I wanted more characters, not really to edit per se. I could always delete if I type something out of context. But in this case, editing option would be also awesome. If that's included in that $8 package, I'll be like, fuck. I'm in. And that's like the done deal. That's like the best done deal. Like, that's what I'm saying. People should not shit on Elon like that because he's trying his best. He's like a nice guy. I'm going to say this. If he is paying for people, then that means he's a very nice person. And you should respect him.
Or his money, you know?
And also, he sounds like a nice dude. After having fathered 10 children, I can see why. I'm just saying. He's a nice guy. I think that's what it is.
Like, why is he not with anybody?
Yeah, and he has a baby that's like 2 years old or a year old now.
Why is he not with them? He has so many kids.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I suspected too. And I think to myself, if that's the case, and they're claiming that he is charging people and they're mad. Isn't that the worst part? That's the worst. That's weird. I just find it really disturbing though, Mom. This is what I find. He basically is doing, you know, this, and they claim that he might be paying for these people. And if that's the case, I'm going to say then he's a nice guy. Then you guys can stop shitting on him then. Stop being mean. Stop sending him. Like, stop making him seem like he's stupid.
No.
Because he's just trying to be cool with a cool kid.
They just want the free ride.
I'm just going to say then he's a really nice guy. If he's doing that, then he's nice.
You can be nice but not stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it's that.
I would not give a free ride to anybody.
I'm sorry, like you said, the whole, you would charge people's asses and be like, nope, nope.
Listen, I don't mix matters with feelings. I'm sorry, but I don't.
I'm just saying.
Money is money, and I have to stick with it.
Yeah, I'm just going to say this. Money needs to be made, and also free speech, you know, should remain free.
Remember, the only reason I say that because it was... blocking people for using 30 cents. No, don't block them. Just charge them.
Yeah, just charge them.
Charge their asses. And they can do what they want because in reality, you're not the government to tell them. It's,
you can't.
They have this free speech. Even in Iran, they have the right to free speech.
Mm-hmm.
That means, well, guess what? You have the right to charge them because it's your platform.
Yeah, and also to make that money back.
And also, he has to pay taxes. What the fuck is that?
Not yeah, exactly.
Even for free, he has to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
See, I know all the time people are like using his platform to do advertising.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's just kind of how I see it myself. I'm like, guys, you're mad at him for making a buck. You guys didn't even give a fuck about this deal until this was actually important to you.
Still making a buck going to work, bitches.
Yeah, right?
Well,
I feel like this is a good thing. And also, if he is giving free... for certain celebrities like LeBron James, I should say.
Nah, that's,
if he's doing that, I'm gonna say then he's a very nice guy, guys, and you just stop shitting on him. I know he shouldn't, but yeah. Yeah, they could pay $8. I can't, but I would love to because of what he's doing. It seems to me it's cool. I'd rather pay that than the Starbucks, to be honest. That or freaking one meal at McDonald's. Or even something from Jamba Juice, which is fucking expensive and it's on a large size.
Mm-hmm.
Which some of these drinks go really expensive. So like one of those versus Twitter for a whole month, $8. I think I'm going to be going with Twitter for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can buy the other stuff every other time when I feel like it.
Yeah.
And to be honest, besides, why are people shocked? I mean, he paid for something that he was supposedly forced into buying anyways. He couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, they kind of pretty much. We're gonna sue you for not buying. They're like, what the fuck is this?
Again, we're bullshit. Yeah, and you know the best way to get that money back is pretty much doing this charging. I mean, people shouldn't be surprised.
What's that mean?
Right now, it's 3:31.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I
would try to know just. Me too. In fact. I would just go with $5. I'm weird because of the inflation. I would go with $5. But Elon is smarter. He went between 5 and 10, so he did 8. So I'm like, you know what? I like that better.
Some people can't even pay 20, man. I don't even say 5.
I'm just saying, in your case, 20 is you. Me would be 5. Elon is definitely an 8, so we both agree on one thing. Not too expensive, but still affordable and still flat rate. I like the flat rate mindset. I don't care about these hating hoes.
I want a Starbucks and also want a sandwich in the Starbucks.
Me too. Me too. Me too.
I'm not just want the coffee, I want the sandwich.
Yeah, you know that ham and Swiss one? See? Good ass food.
20.
See? 20.
Stupid 20.
I'm going to say this. Elon deserves 20, but he's nice. So he gave us 8.
Well, nice don't pay you 20.
I know. It don't. And I feel like, you know what, bitches? Fuck you guys for complaining about getting a freebie blue check mark because your thirsty asses are so up your butt that you can't even stand not having attention whoring syndrome off your own asses.
They're not even old enough to
read. Exactly. Anyway. Especially when a random YouTuber asking him, hey, if you can get that, and also, can you guys give me a million follows, please? I'm just like, no. Desperate. Shut up. Take your L. Buy the $8. It's worth it, and also Elon is worth supporting his thing too, because free speech, hello. I love free speech. In fact, I fight for it too. Mm-hmm. Remember what happened with us in PayPal? That's why we bounced. Because mm-hmm. I didn't like the whole, you know, trying to freaking bully some of us who might be accidentally saying something, and we might have not known would have been bad, and you're just going to charge me nearly $2,500? Fuck you guys.
Remember what those, cards.
No.
Because that is different.
That is illegal.
That's a debit card. It's not like a, you know, in the game, crypto can't be different because it's a platform.
Yeah.
And he's not making money out of somebody's business.
No, he's not. And the best part? And the best part, he likes to make people happy. I don't want to say this to be mean, but Elon is a people pleaser. And he also likes to share memes, so he likes people laughing too. So he likes, he sounds like a really friendly guy. People have this weird misconception about him, even to the point they think he's conspiracy and some kind of antichrist. I'm like, bitch, shut up. Stop it. He just bought the freaking company Tesla. And also, he's basically aspiring into space.
He's just a nice guy.
He is a nice guy. And also, he's just interested in space. And also, he's interested in Twitter. So that's why he bought that, too. These are companies that were not his, except for the space thing. That's his.
I don't care about space because I
don't
the rich people want to go there because they
want to
have slaves.
Not want to go. Me neither. I'm just saying. People need a fucking... Ugh. Anyways... Well, that's what me and Ceci have to say about this thing with Elon and his aspiring inquiry of having to pay for $8 per month for usage for Twitter. And I think it's a great idea. To me, it's a slam dunk. If it's not to you guys, oh well. But like I said, we just explained how expensive some stuff at Starbucks versus a Twitter would be per month. And I'm just going to say Twitter had me winning and I'm still grinning and I still got some money back in my wallet per month. Anyways, peeps, thank you for listening. This is Rosie Says, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Hey, peeps, I kind of did my episodes a little bit not like my traditional way of opening them because I was just suddenly in conversation with my mom. And apparently, if it sounds like it was like in the middle of a conversation, that's kind of what happened here on my podcast today. And I just want to let you guys know that. So when you hear these upcoming episodes, don't be surprised. I just wanted to put that PSA for in case you guys were wanting to know why the hell you're listening to something that seems like it's already in deep conversation or just already in the middle of one. It's kind of odd, but that's just kind of how it happened. So I really can't control the direction sometimes when I start a podcast or conversation with someone. It just suddenly happens. And as soon as I am in deep conversation, I have to like do my best to like catch up like right away. Like I basically scramble. So this is just me scrambling when I do this. So yeah. So me and her were talking about basically Tucker Carlson and his departure, if not exit from Fox News because of what was happening to him in his life. Up until last week, of course, at this point, and whatever lawsuits he's having from Dominion. And I'm going to talk more with my mom deeply about this in my upcoming podcast after you listen to this tidbits update, basically. And then the next one's going to be about Elon Musk, of course. That one's going to be a little bit longer. But yeah, you guys are going to be in for a good treat today, peeps. I'm telling you, if you didn't peep that, well, you're peeping this today because everyone is all talking about Don Lemon. Everyone was talking about over the weekend with Elon Musk. Everyone was talking about today, of course, besides Don Lemon being fired from CNN. And also Tucker Carlson's premature exit from his multi-platin dollar, you know, basically coveted, you know, late night spot for his, like, you know, primetime lineup place up in Fox. And what I think, as well as my mom and possibly Cenk Uygur of TYT pretty much interjected today saying after this updated news about Tucker Carlson, his Fox demise of his job, of course. And now I can just say, honestly, we all can conclude something's fishy with that. And we're going to put our pretty much, you know, take on it. And hopefully you peeps, like, love that because it's pretty cool. And I thought it was very intriguing to talk about with my mom today. Because, you know, I thought that was interesting. I would just wake up today, like, at 11 to noon, midday. And all of a sudden, that's what I see. Breaking news. Tucker Carlson fired or let go, possibly. And then besides Don Lemon being obviously fired. And then on top of that, everybody talking about with the whole, everyone was picking on this one girl over there in the Houston Astros baseball while she was minding her business. I'm going to also talk about that in my third podcast for today as well. And we're going to be in deep conversation. I also put my 2 cents on TikTok. You'll probably see that if you actually see my responses to that and what I talked about with these certain individuals and stuff and what I pretty much, you know, screen video grabbed for myself and put my take on it. So you'll love it, peeps. help you, like, you know, anchor yourself in today's podcast, even though it's no longer anchor anymore. But since we're being nautical with this nautical nonsense, I'll be honest with you, it's going to be hopefully several podcasts on deck for you. And all in all, thank you for listening, peeps, as well as me, of course, too, because this is Rosie Says, and I'll see you all on the next podcast. Hey, peeps, over the weekend, I had to tell you something that was so sad that I had to pretty much talk about this even myself yesterday, last night. If you guys already don't know, but you guys should pretty much know by now, there was a young lady, a young woman, who attended a Houston Astros baseball game, and she was just trying to capture the beautiful moment of her life, enjoying a beautiful day at the ball game. But unfortunately, it was ruined and corrupted and interrupted by a few stupid bitter bitch bullies, okay? Now, these bitter bully bitches, how I put it on my own TikTok account today, hopefully I don't get banned right after saying this, but those bitches that were bullying her were so bitter enough that they were even flipping her off when they were fake scratching their hair, when they were even making fun of her by saying lame, like they were doing something, and then they were even flipping her off and laughing like crazy ass, like crazy hyenas cackling fucking crows, and they were basically upset to the point that the boyfriend of one of those dumb bum bitches basically decided to defend one of them, which I don't know which one he's dating. He didn't specify, but he was saying that his girlfriend and whatever, that he would take some consequences and all that kind of stuff, that you can't threaten his family and whatever and whatnot. And also I had something to say about to him, that she needs to be accounted for, because, you know, be a man, which is what I was saying. And as well as I also said, was she, what she's doing to those people is like doing to you, and also it's like doing to anyone else too, and she should know that. And that's what I said, and whatever, I can't really remember it right at the moment, but you'll see it myself, and also myself too, and you will guys as well. But my point is, peeps, there are people, unfortunately, if it isn't at an Astros Houston public park of a public, you know, area where a lot of people culminate so they can have fun on a weekend, on a good day, you have idiots like those people who ruin everything. You know those people that you always wonder, always say they hate Mondays? It's people like them. Like the girl in the video that felt like crap and also didn't feel good and her self-esteem went down to the toilet and stuff. It's because of some people like those bitter bully bitches. Those people are the real reasons why someone could say about looking forward to work why they hate Mondays. It's those kind of people that people like her would say why they can't, you know, enjoy their job. And on top of that, it's the reason why you have all these high school problems with all these kids, you know, being bullied because of people like them. And sometimes why people like me would say a long time ago, I hate school, I wish I would vomit and stuff. Because of people like them. It is because of people like them. And I say this to you guys is why, you know, she was feeling like crap and all that stuff. And on top of that, you know, her man is not doing a service. He's doing a disservice. Hence the word dis. And he thought he did something by trying to do it. I told him, you better not be doing this because of good pussy or you're trying to be a man for your woman. And that's basically what I said on my freaking TikTok account. And I meant those words because, you know what? That's fucked up for him for trying to stick up for someone who he knows is needs to be accounted for. And he just doesn't see it because he's too dense to see, probably. He's just too busy trying to just defend his woman or whatever. And that's dumb. That is beyond ridiculous. And I'll tell you why, peeps. It's because sometimes, you know how some of these fucking Karens go off and wild? Some of these husbands are not any help or not doing anything better. Except for that one husband that had to check his wife for being racist to a black guy one time on a video like last month or this month. And apparently he had to, you know, check his wife for the nonsense that she was doing and spewing. So exactly. We need more men like that accounting their girlfriends, wives, sisters, mothers, etc. Even girl cousins. Come on now. If you have the time to be a man and to be a leader, this is the time to do it. It's to not let your bitch, or in this case your woman, do bitch shit like this. And everyone having a bitch fit with her because of you, aggravating and pretty much enabling the situation. Which it makes him more like an enabler, if anything else. Hence the reason why I could say that without feeling bad. But, you know, I'm just telling you, peeps. I don't like what he did, and I had to say what I had to say because it needed to be said. That young woman, if she is a real estate agent, shame on her. Because she's just making basically real estate business over there in Texas look like shit now. Ain't no one's gonna want to rent to those kind of people if that's the case. Even if that's the case. But that's the only thing he said, right? Was you don't need to cancel a freaking company over her. Which, that's the only sound advice he said only on TikTok. And I say only. Other than that, no. Too much gross negligence on their parts. It is too much. It is too stupid. And a lot of people felt triggered, which this guy does not understand. People got so hurt for what she did, what those two did to that one solo young woman who was just trying to enjoy a day at the freaking ballpark. For crying out loud, people don't even understand that, you know, we pay good money to have a good time. Not for you screwballs to screw mine. She didn't pay enough money to deal with that. I'm telling you right now, peeps. So I'm just telling you guys, if you didn't peep that, you should have, because that's fucked up for him for doing that. Fucked up for his girlfriend or one of those girls that might be his girlfriend for doing that. They're all of them are fucked up for that. And that young woman deserved every enjoyment of that day, if not at that moment over the weekend, whatever time this actually happened, of course. She had every right to be entitled to that because she paid good money, okay? And I'm serious, people. She paid good money. You don't pay good money to have someone to fuck you over like that. Or in this case, a bunch of randos thinking they can just ram on your time and ruin it for you just because they can't stand their own life and shit. And if I was that man, I'd probably consider who I consider my girlfriend at this point. Because that is not looking like wifey material or girlfriend material at this point, bro. So I'm just saying, the truth is, guys, it was awful what he did by trying to defend his girlfriend. But it's even worse what that girl, or one of those two girls that might be his girlfriend, essentially did to that one lone young woman who's just trying to capture a beautiful moment at a ball game. That's all she wanted to do. Because she, you know, we have this short life on this planet. We have this one life to live. Why not spend every moment enjoying it? And that's what she was probably trying to do, was enjoy herself. Of course, people might say, well, we don't know all the ins or out of the whole situation, such as we don't know what really transpired before this really happened. We don't know if they're friends with each other or this is just a goof or a setup. Until the young woman herself says that she is, you know, doing and is in on this kind of stuff. Otherwise, time will tell. But other than that, what we all can agree for, that was fucked up of them. And they're fucked up for that. And I can tell you, I can see myself. And I also can tell you, I can relate to this young woman. Like most people who are bullied victims would totally relate to her because they see themselves in her. And that's why they can relate to them. Not sure if she is a bully victim before, if this happened before, if this is, you know, kind of what happens in her life. But just imagine, you're not doing anything. You're just minding your business. And it's just someone who had to impede on your happiness because they're not happy with their own lives themselves. Some people interject in one of the comment sections saying, oh, they must hate their 9-to-5. I think everyone, I'm going to be honest with you guys, almost everybody hates their 9-to-5. It's not just those sad excuses of human being flesh. But yeah, I'm telling you, peeps. She deserves all the goodness and all the good stuff that comes to her. As well as, you know, she deserves to have an enjoyment time. I'm not saying the Astros baseball team should invite her and maybe just, like, give her free tickets to come back. I'm just saying, they might have to. I'm not saying they should, but it would be nice, though, if they did. Oh, sorry, peeps. I was kind of briefly interrupted by my mom yelling at my brother for some reason. So if you hear, like, her yelling in the background, that's because my younger brother did something so stupid and idiotic, so she had to like scream and yell and be upset for no apparent reason for him for that reason. And yeah, because he likes to run around and cause mischief and stuff because he intentionally does things like that. Again, I can't stop sometimes during recording, but I can try to edit this out, but it's very hard, so, because I would have to pinpoint where exactly, and I have to write that down somewhere, not really good with memory, but anyways, yeah. And like I said, about that young woman, I just hope that she, you know, gets the justice. If Houston Astros does a solid for her, like I was trying to say earlier, and like maybe give her free tickets to come again, like a VIP section, you know, like the very important person, which is VIP, and that's the acronym, by the way. And if they just do her a solid, maybe Cardi B joins her and takes photos with her. That'd be so fucking awesome if they do that. And if they don't, kind of sad too. By the way, she does deserve justice. And I'm telling you, peeps, I am saying what I have to say to you guys, because everyone that defended and for her and unfortunately harassed this real estate company in the state of Texas, I'm just going to say it straight up. They did it because they saw themselves as her, and they can't look at it another way. Majority of us had been bullied by people, besides myself. But in my case, peeps, you know what I did? I mostly defended myself, and it got me in trouble a lot. But guess what? I stood up for myself, and I put those bitches back in place. That's why a lot of people can't stand me and hate me so much, because I'm that kind of person. You just don't fuck with me, because I fuck you up for reals. I'm that kind of person. If you want to go down, it's going to be getting down. And believe me, and I believe in winning, and guess who's going to be a victor? That will be me. I'm going to come out victorious, because you bitches have it coming. And anyways, guys, like I said, whether she could have fought herself or not, everyone would have been looking and also recording too at the same time. And I'm glad she didn't do that. But that's what these kind of bitches were looking for. They were looking for somebody to start shit, but they were the ones only starting most of the shit and shitted on themselves. And in the end, now has to be accounted for by the internet. Unfortunately, because that depends who they work for and where they work for, if they're gonna fucking do them, you know, the justice for all of us, including that young woman. That really depends on who they're actually working for. And as far as that boyfriend concerned, he needs to shut up, take a several seats back in the back row, please. And watch everything unfold, because his woman ain't right. She ain't right. And like I said, guys, if she could totally get that, that'd be a win for everyone as well. Which, by the way, guys, like I said, maybe that guy doesn't understand, but to make an understanding point to this, all of us who were bullied see ourselves as that girl in that video. And I think this is why people just don't understand. Some people in the comment section of some of these videos were like saying, well, they didn't have to take it that far and whatever and blah, blah, and all this weird stuff, and getting upset at the reaction at people going that far. The real estate one was too far, personally, in my opinion. But not the reaction to her, though. And what happened to her. That one was justified. I don't know about doxing someone or, like, exposing the information to anyone related to them. Because I don't think that everyone else deserves the hate. But just the individuals that participated in the nonsense and the filth that they were deserved of getting their asses handed back to them for. Maybe just them, but not everyone else related to them. Or anyone else associated with them, or even anyone else married or dating or whatever to them. I think we have to draw the line here somewhere, but like I said, peeps, this is all an unfortunate thing that happened to someone at a ball game. And like I said, we live in a society right now, if you're a bad guy and you're on video doing bad guy stuff, you're gonna have your ass handed to you. It just comes with the territory, unfortunately, for the bad guys, but not for the good guys. They do get their shine, though, at least as of now. Anyways, peeps, thank you for listening. And as always, this is Rosie Says here, and I hope to see you guys in the next podcast that will be hopefully on deck the next time. Hey, peeps, it's me again, back again with another podcast. And this time we're going to be talking about Tucker Carlson again, but this time this is adding to the other podcast, but that I didn't get to, unfortunately, add because it unfortunately kind of stopped around some of the time. And it kind of froze for some reason on my app. So, yeah. Weird, I know. All I can say about this, it was a sudden thing that happened with Tucker Carlson that I didn't see coming. But I do know this. Though that was sudden, it didn't surprise me that eventually he was going to be leaving, because he's been kind of lately doing this conspiratorial bullcrap, kind of like what Donald Trump did to win his election, or like what George Santos kept doing, lying about everything to everyone just so he can get himself somewhere in the political sphere for some reason, desperately. But in the case of Tucker Carlson, he's an interesting study. Like, Cenk Uygur of the TYT known as the Young Turks show that's on YouTube and other such social media platforms, as well as Spotify and other podcasting and video sites and stuff, he pretty much put his two cents in the game of saying this. When I say in the game, I'm talking about this conversation, okay? All right. And he basically cited that he, in his speculation, and as well as his educated guess and his thoughts on what he thinks Tucker Carlson actually did, kind of corresponds to why, because we're in 2023, and supposedly, according to him, he claimed and cited that there's probably some video proof out there that Tucker Carlson did say this, that he's planning for a run for the upcoming election for 2024. And at that case, I would have to say it would make probable sense for him to pretty much exit Fox, because they can't be associated with that if they're running, you know, for a presidency anyways. And the timing couldn't have been more clear. Even my mom, of course, you're hearing in the other previous podcast to this one, cited that's a possibility. And we were both talking about this today. And I thought to myself, that might be probably true, that he could be trying to get into the political sphere and race of things. I mean, what's stopping him is just working at Fox. Apparently, he probably knows it's working so well, galvanizing a bunch of dumbasses. And the fact that he hates actually Donald Trump even says something to me on top of that. And there's a video supposedly somewhere him saying, which I actually heard him saying, he doesn't like Donald Trump and he hates him. And even some late night host, just like Jimmy Kimmel, chimed in and made fun of him for. Which is weird and ironic how Fox News pretty much propelled the conspiracy nonsense with actual Trump's help. And without his support, they wouldn't have got the ratings that they did. He's only right about only one thing. He only had good ratings because of Fox. But now that he's no longer welcome in that sphere because of what happened and Dominion and all this kind of stuff and all this mumbo jumbo, he's pretty much gone to other respectful networks, according to him. If that's the case still. And like I said, peeps, for him to want to run, it's going to be, like my mom said, it's going to be DeSantis, it's going to be Tucker, and it's going to be Trump. Trump is like what DeSantis is more of, and Tucker Carlson is like what Trump already is, basically. So he's pretty much trying to come into a sphere because he thinks the conspiracies are working, and he thinks a bunch of idiots who watch the Idiot Box, no pun intended, but totally intentional. And he figures this is going to be a good game for him. And he's probably right, because why the fuck not? I mean, it's obvious that it's easy, you know, ground to come down to Pound Town when it comes to trying to get results. And maybe it's not working for him at Fox because maybe it's not making the kind of money. And that's probably my educated guess on this one. Or ratings are plummeting. Or the fact that he can't talk his conspiratorial anymore and that's why he's doing this exit. Or the fact of the matter is, he kind of has been, and I'm going to say this right now, I've been watching on the show that's now on YouTube as well, if any longer, called Redacted. And sometimes he's with his good buddy, Clay Morton, talking, or Morrison, I don't know. And he basically talks with him sometimes about such conspiracies and whatever. And basically, and I'm going to say this, I noticed something about Carlson, I don't think you guys probably picked up, but the way he talks to people versus the way he gets interviewed by others is really different. Like, I believe him more when others are interviewing him versus him being the host and interviewing others. You notice? I'm just going to say this. Like, his voice, like, when you hear me talk like this and you know, and all this kind of, you know, weird kind of intent in his voice, it always sounded, like, so fake to me. And I never understood why people would eat that up and fall for it. Like, he's, like, really insisting on being believable and really convincing, which convinced others, not me. And I always never liked that about Tucker Carlson, to be honest. He just sounded like he was trying to reel dumb people in, which worked for a while, which is how Fox got the ratings in the first place. But I think he's probably got to his little head if Cenk Uygur is right. And I'm talking about if Cenk is right from TYT about him trying to run for the presidency, I think it got into his fucking head then. That is something intriguing, if not interesting, why he thinks he needs to run for the presidency now. But my mom claims it's about power. That's what she says. Mima, it's about power, and that's what they want, is because it's power. Yeah, so I guess maybe Trump was right about one thing. It was rigged for the rich when it came to the system of politics. And my belief could be that too. Maybe think there's more money to be had, or he likes the attention. We don't know. But I mean, he has been a TV, you know, host for a long time. Why would he want to do that now? That makes more money than actually being a presidency. And by the way, for sure, we don't know if he even is going to even win it, because a lot of people really are starting to like DeSantis more, even more than Trump. Like, Trump is there. He got his usual crowd, but it's not as big as it used to be after he lost, which I told you about in my own podcast previously. But him coming to this race is very interesting. It's going to be more like Tucker versus pretty much DeSantis, to be honest, because Trump would be at the same level as him now. I'm saying, people, I'm not sure why he thinks he needs to do this, but he's doing it. He thinks he has a fighting chance. And that could be why he's doing this, guys. He thinks he has a fighting chance to, you know, pretty much go in to this, you know, fighting political sphere, if you will. And that might be true. He might have a better chance than Trump possibly now. Because now that his popularity is waning and it like lost its touch. Like when he first came in, he kind of busted in and made like himself like his footing and all that kind of shit. And why it was so refreshing to people in the voting perspective perhaps, and utilizing typical stereotypical racist shits and racisms. But it doesn't surprise me at all why he might be running. If that is the case, of course. But if not, I'm just going to say this to you, peeps. Don't be surprised he was just fired because of, like, what we all said and we all were thinking was because the collateral damage done in Fox News, because they were really waning on the ratings, basically because of Trump. Because of Trump. It all kind of leads back to Trump now, doesn't it? Isn't that weird how we just left Tucker Carlson and we just segue into Donald Trump's direction? It's just so fucking ridiculous. It's almost really insidious. But to be honest, peeps, I'm not surprised here one bit, because why would this not surprise me? It just does not. It amazed me, though, that he is interested, you know, in talking about conspiracies. But it surprised me, though, he wanted to do it because he wants to possibly run. That surprised me, though. If this becomes true, that's going to surprise me a lot. But since some of these people were basically running on the coattails of Donald Trump because they were hoping to get that momentum, because it's getting, you know, more people, more money, more buzz, and makes their show more popular with idiots that love the idiot box. But anyways, peeps, this is to insult people who like watching his show, but I don't, because I don't subscribe to political nonsense sometimes or conspiracy crap. Because after all, you know how I feel about conspiracy theorists? They're conspiracy shitters. And they like to shit on everything, including reality. But anyways, guys, this is your take. What do you think about this? What's your perspective? And what do you like the fact that Tucker Carlson is deciding to take the L, leaving Fox, might do a political run and surprise us all? Or he just might do his own thing, do the redacted thing like Clayton Morton and join him on Redacted, or do his own channel. We don't know, because, you know, Clayton right now himself with his wife, Natalie, both of them are on their show and they're doing pretty well. I mean, I'm one of the subscribers on there, and from time to time there's stuff I like. And of course, the conspiracy stuff, I tend to shut that down. I'm not really interested in that, but other stuff about it I do like. And like I said, versus when he gets interviewed versus him interviewing others or doing his own host segment show, I'm more convinced about Tucker Moore when others interview him versus him doing the interviewing or hosting a show. Like, I like that one better versus the other, which he's known for. And that's all I gotta say about this, peeps. Because, after all, it is suspect of him doing this, but it's even more suspect as to why he's doing this. And I think that's the why part I'm interested in. Are you doing this for a presidency, or are you doing this because you're just trying to expose stuff because of ratings? Because that won't surprise me either for the ratings part, and the whole people did that, and then he just became the unfortunate scapegoat because they don't want to be head of their ants handed to them their own asses by the fucking government, because now their asses are being basically penalized for the fact that the crap they spouted out of their own fucking mouths, which didn't surprise me. That other time with him being interviewed by other people, and then the other time he was cussing on his own show, that's what the real Tucker Carlson, when he cussed out and got mad at one of the people he invited, I think, to be his guest on his show. That was hilarious. That's when I believed him more at that time, too. You gotta see the video. It's, like, really funny and really sad at the same time, because it's like, man, that is so not Tucker. But he cussed and said the F word. It was so funny. I'm telling you guys. Time will tell. I'm just going to see until next year. We're all going to see, including Cenk Uygur. All of us. And he should know because he used to work with that guy. So he kind of knows Tucker Carlson before everyone else did. Even before Clayton, I think. And that's just my belief. And that's an interesting thought, though. And I also watched the TYT, too. So that's how I can tell you this, too. Because I can tell you about his opinion. And I just heard about it today after discovering this, too, with, like, everyone else in the world today, that Tucker Carlson got pretty much let go. Not fired, but just more like he had to quit and resign. Or laid off, perhaps. I think that would be the correct word, because it is not exactly being fired, per se, because there was no verification on that, only about the fact that he and Fox did, unfortunately, because of Dominion, and because of anything else that he could say against that company. That's probably why, for the understanding of both parties, that's probably why most likely they, you know, he probably got his own self resigned. Not terminated, but just he quit on his own terms, I believe. For those reasons, I assume too. But yeah. And if this is what Cenk Uygur is saying, if he's, like he said, if he's correct, wouldn't be surprising either. Because my mom thought the same thing too. After all, you heard that in the podcast earlier though I did with her. Yeah. That was interesting. Because we were in deep conversation after hearing about this today. And it was like all surprising to all of us. Including her too. It's like, wow. But it wouldn't surprise her either. So her and Cenk are basically betting on this. In my case, I don't really know if he is going to be quitting for politics or quitting because of Fox having their asses handed back to them and the fact that they were getting ratings and they had too much of a good thing. I want to think it's that, to be honest, because they pretty much ran with the conspiracy crap because of Donald Trump. Otherwise, they wouldn't get the fucking ratings that they did. And we all know that. So, yeah. And that's all I got to say about this situation. And again, this is the conclusion to this other podcast that I started earlier with my mom without having an opening. Yeah. Anyways, thanks for listening, peeps. This is Rosie Sis, and I hope to see you on the next podcast that's on deck.